This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 55 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the low 70s tonight, clear with a low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, another really good day. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Nice early fall weather. One of your Orange County commissioners says it's time now to step up or give up. And she wants to step up to the North Carolina House of Representatives. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Bernadette Pelissier has served on the Board of Commissioners since December 2008. Yesterday, she announced she will seek the appointment to the House seat representing District 50. Pelissier said in a press release that, quote, we can either step up or give up, end quote. She referred to education as one of her main points of focus, saying she intends to help provide access to quality education for all. She also said strong business growth in the state, netting many new jobs, and a transparent government are at the heart of her plans. Pelissier is the daughter of French parents and was born in Senegal, Africa. However, she moved to the United States when she was young and spent most of her early years in New Jersey. She returned overseas when she was a teenager as her father worked for the United Nations in Damascus, Syria. Pelissier's time in Orange County began in 1975 when she attended UNC. She received her Ph.D. in sociology in 1980. Her work outside politics includes director of research and evaluation for the Durham County Community Mental Health Center in the early 80s. She was also the chief of research at the Federal Correctional Institution in Butner, where she retired in 2006. Other than her most recent election to the Board of Commissioners, where she served as chair, Pelissier has served on the Orange County Planning Board, the Commission for the Environment, the Special Transit Advisory Committee. She was the chair of the Orange Chatham Sierra Club two times, chair of the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, or OWASA, and chair of the Partnership to End Homelessness, among other boards and commissions. Pelissier joins four other people who have announced their intention to seek the House 50 seat, Orange County's Lauren Eastham, Tommy McNeil, Greg Meyer, and Durham County's Drew Nelson. Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News. Today at 7:30, we'll hear from Pelissier, who will join Ron Stutz to further express her intention to replace Valerie Fouché in the State House of Representatives. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County's Board of Elections Director says a slew of changes to state voting laws will have a big impact on local elections starting next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Board of Elections Director Tracy Reams came before Orange County Commissioners last week to update officials on the many recent changes to state election law. All voters must provide photo ID by 2016, Reams said, but the process of educating voters about the new law will start next year.
We will be required to ask people, do you have ID? They won't be required to provide it in 2014, but we have to ask them if they do have it. And if they do not, then they will have to sign a declaration to let us know they do not have it.
And while the voter ID law has received much attention both locally and nationally, Reams says other less publicized provisions of House Bill 589 will have a significant impact on local voters. Beginning in January of 2014, a new rule prohibits voters who go to the wrong precinct from casting provisional ballots. Reams said all voters who ask will be handed provisional ballots, but the votes won't be counted.
If a voter went to another precinct and they were not assigned to that precinct, they were allowed to vote a provisional ballot. With the enactment of House 589, anybody that votes outside of their correct precinct, we cannot count that ballot for any contest at all.
And Reams said the timing of North Carolina's presidential primary is now wholly dependent on when South Carolinians go to the polls.
We will now be required to follow what South Carolina does. If they hold their primary prior to the first Monday in May, then we have to hold our primary the Tuesday following them. The past 4 to 6 primaries, at least, they've held their primary in January and February. So that tells us that more than likely we're going to have a primary in February or March. So we will probably be early voting over the Christmas holidays.
Though Reams said it's too early to say how much that will cost, she told commissioners the expense will be significant.
There again, it'll be an additional cost for the county because we'll have to hold a presidential primary and then addition to all the other primaries that will be held as traditionally in May.
In addition, the option to vote a straight party ticket has now been removed from ballots, and the process for requesting and filling out absentee ballots has changed. Commissioner Mark Dorson called the changes an effort by the Republican-led General Assembly to disenfranchise voters.
Clearly what's happening here is an attempt to suppress voter turnout. You know, we had a very high turnout in early voting in the last 2 presidential elections, and so that's been cut. We had a tremendous amount of same-day registration, so that's been cut.
Board Chair Barry Jacobs thanked the Orange County Board of Elections for what he called their bipartisan spirit of cooperation. Currently, the three-member board is comprised of one Democrat and two Republicans, as appointed by the State Board of Elections. In light of the many changes that will impact local voters, Jacobs encouraged the board to seek extra funding for voter outreach.
If you need more assistance, if the Board of Elections thinks of ways that you would like to be more creative to try and reach voters, please tell Ms. Reams and have her ask it as part of the budget process. There's nothing more important in a democracy than people having the opportunity to cast their ballot.
If you'd like to learn more about changes to voting law under House Bill 589, you can find the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
With early voting beginning in a few weeks and Election Day only a little more than a month away, campaign season has arrived in Orange County. And we here at WCHL are excited to announce we'll be hosting four candidates' forums for each of the top races all through the month of October. It all starts on Monday, October 14th, as we host the four candidates for Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board from 3 until 4 p.m. and the nine candidates for Chapel Hill Town Council from 7 until 9 p.m. Then on Monday, October 21st, from 7 until 9 p.m., we welcome the five candidates for Carborough Board of Aldermen. Finally, on Election Day Eve, Monday, November 4th, from 3 until 4 p.m., we'll host Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsmith, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, and Carborough's Lydia Lavelle, all running unopposed for mayor, for a special conversation about the future of the three towns in the next 2 years and beyond. All four forums will take place here at WCHL Studios at 88 Vilcom Circle in Northern Chapel Hill. Members of the public are welcome to attend, but we'll carry all the forums live on WCHL, streaming, as always, on our website, chapelboro.com. And stay tuned to WCHL throughout campaign season for all the latest on the 2013 election. The cyclist placed in the ICU after a late-night hit and run on Thursday has died, according to the News and Observer. UNC Hospital spokesman Tom Hughes told the NNO that Alexandra Nicole Simu, a 40 of Carborough, died on Sunday from injuries from the incident. A Pittsburgh police officer driving south near Southern Village found the bikes and the riders in the middle of the road around 11:30 p.m. last Thursday evening. According to the State Highway Patrol, Ivan Levander Skurlock, 41 of Carborough, died at the scene. State troopers are still looking for a sedan with damage caused by the incident. Again, one of the riders was taken to the hospital. Alexandra Nicole Simu, 40, of Carborough, as she died yesterday from injuries from the incident. Any information and or tips from the public pertaining to this incident should be reported to the Hillsborough Highway Patrol or the Raleigh Highway Patrol Communication Center. We have those numbers on our website at chapelboro.com. The Chapel Hill Town Council will consider how to regulate new development in existing neighborhoods when the council meets tonight. In the past, residents concerned about the influx of student housing would petition the town to create neighborhood conservation districts with rules governing house size, occupancy, and parking. But a consultant hired to rewrite the town's land use codes says this piecemeal approach isn't working. Instead, he suggests creating town-wide standards for building and established neighborhoods. Drafting the proposed infill compatibility standards could cost as much as $20,000, an expense not currently included in this year's budget. The council will also discuss a plan to begin charging homeowners and businesses for the cost of responding to security alarms that are repeatedly triggered by accident. The meeting starts at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. That meeting tonight. Some of the schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system are desperately in need of renovations. And we're talking about some major money here. That story coming up next on WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic is brought to you by your friends at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today and select from eight juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, between Chapel Hill and Durham, off Mount Moriah Road. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic is beginning to pick up out there a bit as people are off to work or maybe heading home from work, off to school this morning. You might see some slowdowns, especially around the traffic lights, around the intersections this morning. No major accidents or delays reported at this time, though. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather is brought to you by your friends at the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, 53 in Carrboro this morning. Mostly sunshine, high today in the low 70s. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. So at least a couple of really good days here. By the time Wednesday night gets here is really the first time we'll get a lot of cloudiness. Between now and then, really nice.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
It is 7:18 at WCHL. 10 schools holding half the Chapel Hill Carrboro District students need major renovations ranging from $10 to $40 million each. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education presented summarized findings on the 10 oldest schools in the district last Thursday. Some of these schools include Colbert Middle, Chapel Hill High, Carrboro Elementary, Estes Hills Elementary, and the Lincoln Center, the home of the administrative offices for the school system. The Board of Education worked with Mosley architects and staff members to identify facility issues such as building codes, HVAC systems, ADA and life safety requirements, environmental issues, and mechanical and electrical deficiencies. The 10 schools were found to have many common issues. Many of the buildings of these facilities are 50 to 60 and even older years old and need significant interior and exterior repair. The 2013 through 2023 capital investments plan budgets $20 million for all the schools. Some of the extensive repair options for schools range from $10 to $40 million per school. This week, we'll be speaking with Chapel Hill Carrboro Assistant Superintendent for Support Services, Todd LaFreeze, about the needed repairs. Next Tuesday, tune in to the WCHL Afternoon News with Aaron Keck. That is tomorrow, of course, at 4:30 for a forum on the topic. If you'd like more information, you can view the Board of Education's presentation on WCHL's website at chapelrow.com. WCHL News Time, 7:20. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Time now for a look at the Tar Heel game on this past Saturday. And Kevin Best joins us now from UNC Athletics. And Kevin, I know that this was a disappointing loss on the road after losing so many times down at Georgia Tech. Carolina once again came away disappointed. And I know it had to be a long trip back for those guys.
Yeah, you're right, Ron. It was disappointing for us. I mean, especially when you look at the game and the circumstances surrounding it in terms of being up 20-7 and then letting Georgia Tech back in it and then eventually win it and shut us out in the second half. That was discouraging. But I think everybody's got to remember, you know, we started off 1-2 last year and then won 7 of our last 9 games. So there's still a lot of things that can be done. Coach Fedora talked about in the post game with the team that all the goals that we wanted to achieve are still there. We can still have a chance of winning the Coastal Division, still a chance, going to a bowl game. So a lot of good things still left to come, long season. So you have to remember it's just one game.
Carolina dominated the majority of the first half and really looked in control of the football game. Then it kind of slipped away in the second half. But I want to talk in more positive fashion about what's coming up this weekend. I know that you're all excited about what's happening with our home game coming up against East Carolina on Saturday. Tell us about Military Appreciation Day and what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you're right, Ron. We are really excited about East Carolina and that game this weekend. It provides us another opportunity to get back on the field and get the taste of Georgia Tech out of our mouth. And, we've got a lot of good things going on around Military Appreciation Day. The team will be wearing a different helmet, which was really exciting, I think, for our fans last year to see. Field be painted up and Military Appreciation Day t-shirts and just a lot of good. They'll be honoring servicemen and women throughout the game. So a lot of unique and exciting things, and we're expecting a really good crowd that day. So should be a lot of fun for Tar Heel fans out there on Saturday.
We're talking to Kevin Best of UNC Athletics. And Kevin, one thing is that there's a whole, not just the game itself, but just a game day experience in Chapel Hill with a new Tar Heel town and all kinds of new things happening. And tell our listeners a little bit about the changes this year for all home games.
Yeah, Ron, what we've done is we've really moved Tar Heel town closer to the stadium. So have a lot more people right around Keenan Football Center, where we've moved Tar Heel town from the quad. There's still some exciting things going around the Bell Tower climb that GAA does, and then brought in some food trucks there to Tar Heel Town, and we've got the new walk that the team does, which it's a little bit shorter for the team, and it compacts more fans and the band right around the walk that goes basically from behind the Stone Center, the new driveway there that they have by the Genome Sciences building, and then comes into the football center. So had a good crowd for that in the first game, expecting a bigger crowd this this weekend because you know, it's not a sellout, but it's getting closer and closer each and every day.
Kevin, one of the things that Tar Heel fans get excited about is the tributes to the military, and there's going to be a really big deal on Saturday when the All-Veterans Parachute Team is in action, and I know you're looking forward to that, too.
We definitely are. You know, anything pregame to get people fired up, get people excited, get people there a little bit early, but, yeah, it is a great way to honor our military, and Military Appreciation Day game just has become a bigger and bigger deal for our school, and to honor everyone that helped serve our country.
And of course, with East Carolina coming in, we know that Tar Heel fans really have to turn out in big numbers because East Carolina supports its football program. There will certainly be a lot of purple and gold in that stadium.
There will be. You're right, Ron. But like I said, we're getting closer and closer to selling it out. Now, I will say that East Carolina returned some tickets, about 1,300 tickets. So there's tickets on sale. You can call the ticket office or just go online, goheels.com, and purchase those. So there's still some tickets to be held. But I do believe it'll be close to a sell. It'll be a really good crowd. And I believe the Tar Heel faithful will show up in good numbers.
All right, Kevin Wilson, we appreciate your joining us this morning, and we'll look forward to the game on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Ron.
Kevin Best on WCHL. UNC versus ECU, and you can be there. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page. We're going to give away two tickets to a lucky fan sometime between now and Saturday. Go to WCHL's Facebook page. Submit your entry before Friday at noon. We'll draw a winner and contact them on Friday afternoon. That is happening. You can be at the East Carolina game in person and be a part of all the excitement. UNC's Crystal Dunn has done just about everything there is to do on the soccer field, but on Sunday night, she recorded her first hat trick of her career as the Tar Heels ended their two-game losing streak, which is kind of an unusual thing for them. In emphatic fashion last night, they brushed aside Miami 4-0. Tar Heels improved to 8-2 on the season, 2-2 in the Atlantic Coast Conference with the victory, while Miami fell to 6-3 overall and 1-3 in conference play. Crystal Dunn notched the first hat trick by a UNC player since Courtney Jones scored three goals against Duke on October 28, 2010 in a 5-3 Carolina win. Remarkably, UNC outshot the Hurricanes last night 22-2 and had a 10-1 edge in shots on goal. Tar Heels will continue another road trip coming up on Thursday. They play at ACC newcomer Pittsburgh. The game is scheduled for 7 o'clock and will be available on ESPN3. It'll mark the first meeting in history between the Tar Heels and the Panthers. You can read this story and follow all the latest in UNC women's soccer on our website at chapelboro.com. Of course, Pittsburgh, one of those new teams in the Atlantic Coast Conference. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Video replay is supposed to make the game better, not worse. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Do you get the feeling that the video replay nerds up in the booth have lost sight of their mission in life? They are there to correct the obvious blown call, the ones that we all see with our own eyes, to make what is unjust just, not to ruin the game. Thus was born the phrase, indisputable video evidence. Video replay killed Carolina's chances of upsetting Georgia Tech Saturday, although the Tar Heels made some egregious mistakes of their own in terms of penalties that either kept Tech drives alive or killed their own possessions. But without question, the two biggest calls in the game were made on the field and then overturned in the booth without indisputable video evidence. Let's call them Exhibit 1 and Exhibit 2, like in court, because they were both criminal. In the second quarter, Georgia Tech back David Simmons went airborne at the goal line and was hit by Carolina's Trey Boston. The ball came loose and the Tar Heels recovered and advanced it. But one ref signaled touchdown because he thought Sims had possession when the ball crossed the plane of the goal line, one of the worst rules in football. If a player has to complete the play with possession in every other circumstance, how does a fumble crossing the goal line even get reviewed? Well, it was, and the call was reversed. Look at it on the highlights, and you can't tell where the ball was as Sims leaped and lost it. So the call on the field has to stand because there was no proof otherwise. That would have maintained Carolina's two-score lead, which was needed to beat ball-controlling Georgia Tech. After the Jackets went ahead, the Tar Heels' last chance to regain the lead came early in the fourth quarter when Kareem Martin stripped Tech quarterback Vad Lee and recovered the ball. That was the call on the field. Yet the replay booth somehow determined through indisputable video evidence that after Lee lost control of the ball before his knee touched the ground, he somehow gained control of it when his knee hit and before he fumbled again. I watched it 10 times and could not determine that's what happened. So the call on the field is supposed to stand. Come on, guys, let them play football and let the refs call the game. And if and when there is indisputable video evidence that they blew a call, then reverse it. That's what you're there for, not to dissect every play like it's cardiovascular surgery. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
It's the Carolina Game Day Experience. The Tar Heel football team takes on East Carolina Saturday. It's Military Appreciation Day, so get there early for the all-veterans parachute team delivering the game ball. Special military recognitions throughout the game. The all-new Tar Heel Town is right next to the stadium in the bell tower lot. Food trucks, Carolina merchandise, face painting, bounce houses for the kids. Something for everyone. Plus, men of distinction on stage. Join Coach Fedora and the team on the victory walk at 10 a.m. UNC versus ECU. Be a part of the Carolina Game Day Experience.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
This new tax code, all these separate forms, I'm really going to need help with my taxes this year.
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm ready to start my new business, but where do I start with all this paperwork?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
How can I be sure if my family's taken care of after I'm gone?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPA advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 56 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. A lot of sunshine today. High today on the low 70s. Tonight, clear skies with the lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, pretty good day too. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Frank Setapani. Explosions and heavy gunfire have been heard in Nairobi, Kenya, where Islamic terrorists with ties to Al-Qaeda have laid siege to a shopping mall since Saturday. CBS's Charlie Daggett tells us there are conflicting accounts of what it may mean.
We got word that maybe the militants had blown themselves up, but we also heard that maybe the Kenyan military had tried to blast their way in.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg is on the scene.
Ambulances have been streaming in and streaming out, apparently taking out some of the wounded, but it's been quiet for a little bit now, but you'll see huge smoke coming up from the mall. There's a fully involved fire going on right there right now, and it's not being extinguished.
The number of people killed since Saturday is put at 62. That's a downward revision. It had been a little bit higher than that. Kenya's interior minister now says almost all of the hostages have been evacuated from that shopping mall. CBS News Special Report. I'm Frank Setapani.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
56 degrees, 732 WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. One of your Orange County commissioners says it's time to step up or give up, and she wants to step up to the North Carolina House of Representatives. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
Bernadette Pelissier has served on the Board of Commissioners since December 2008. Yesterday, she announced she will seek the appointment to the House seat representing District 50. Pelissier said in a press release that, quote, we can either step up or give up, end quote. She referred to education as one of her main points of focus, saying she intends to help provide access to quality education for all. She also said strong business growth in the state, netting many new jobs, and a transparent government are at the heart of her plans. Pelissier is the daughter of French parents and was born in Senegal, Africa. However, she moved to the United States when she was young and spent most of her early years in New Jersey. She returned overseas when she was a teenager as her father worked for the United Nations in Damascus, Syria. Pelissier's time in Orange County began in 1975 when she attended UNC. She received her Ph.D. in sociology in 1980. Her work outside politics includes director of research and evaluation for the Durham County Community Mental Health Center in the early 80s. She was also the chief of research at the Federal Correctional Institution in Butner, where she retired in 2006. Other than her most recent election to the Board of Commissioners, where she served as chair, Pelissier has served on the Orange County Planning Board, the Commission for the Environment, the Special Transit Advisory Committee. She was the chair of the Orange Chatham Sierra Club two times, chair of the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, or OWASA, and chair of the Partnership to End Homelessness, among other boards and commissions. Pelissier joins four other people who have announced their intention to seek the House 50 seat, Orange County's Lauren Eastham, Tommy McNeil, Greg Meyer, and Durham County's Drew Nelson.
Thanks, Rand. It is 7:34 at WCHL, and we have Bernadette Pelissier in the studio with us right now. And Bernadette, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me, Ron. My pleasure.
Let's follow up on that report by Rand. Why do you want to serve Orange and Durham counties in the House District 50 seat?
Well, as Rand summarized some of my priorities, I really want to run for jobs, fairness, and education. And those are the motivating factors for me. A lot of people have said, why on earth would you want to be in the General Assembly in these days? And I said, well, it's not time to give up. So I want to step up and I want to serve House District 50 for jobs, fairness, and education. And let me say a little bit about those. The jobs, I want to make sure that we have policies that are based on what is known to work and not ideology. So we need to promote entrepreneurship. We need to make sure we have good-paying jobs. And on fairness, you know, it's fairness to the individual, and it's also fairness to the locality. So for the individuals, we need to make sure that we have a transparent government, because that's the only kind of government that's fair. But we have to make sure that we allow individuals the opportunity to give feedback on proposed legislation. We need to make sure they have the time to do that. And we also need to make sure that it's easy to vote. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about localities. That's something that I feel very passionate about, being a county commissioner. We have seen the General Assembly take away some of the authorities of local communities. I think it's very important that we increase the collaboration between the state and the counties and municipalities, because counties and municipalities and the people are going to feel disengaged if they're not able to make decisions that are relevant to the special needs of their community. We have to look at the state overall. That's what the General Assembly does, but also what happens at the local level. And education, everybody is talking about education. And that really is the cornerstone of what will happen in everybody's lives. And we have lost on education recently. I think we need to work to regain that, but also to go beyond where we were before we've made some of the losses of recent. And education is something that everybody knows now, that businesses who want to relocate, or even businesses in our own community that want to start up, they want an educated workforce. That is one of the most important things that is needed for business growth. And One thing that we don't talk about very often is the fact that we have to educate every single child. Having worked in the criminal justice system, I see what happens when you have that prison pipeline. We've got to stop that prison pipeline, and we have to stop throwing away people's lives. So those are the three major reasons that have motivated me to put my name in for House Seat 50.
We're speaking with Bernadette Pelissier live in the WCHL studios this morning. She is a current county commissioner, now has declared herself a candidate for House District 50, a seat to replace Valerie Fouché. And Bernadette, do you want to finish Representative Fouché's term, or are you interested in continuing on past that?
Oh, I definitely want to continue on past that.
We've seen the appointment process once. With the Senate selection, of course, somebody had to be appointed to fill Ellie Kinnaird's seat when she stepped down, and that's why the vacancy with Valerie Fouché taking that seat. Are you confident that that is the best way to fill a seat?
You know, it's hard for me to comment on the best way. That is the process. And I think I have faith that a committee will select the most qualified person to fill any seat. That's why we have that process in place. And there's imperfections no matter how you do it.
Well, we have some other people who are already stepping up and saying that there are candidates. Lauren Easton, a current Chapel Hill Town Council mm-hmm. member, Tommy McNeil, Greg Meyer, and from Durham County, Drew Nelson. I know that you have an incredibly interesting background, and I was reminded of all of that by Rand Northam's report just a few minutes ago. What about your background and what about your current community service qualifies you to fill this seat better than anyone else?
Well, I think there are several factors. One is this district, I hear everybody talk about it being a rural district. And yes, by population and land mass, the majority is rural. But we mustn't forget that part of the district is Northern Chapel Hill. Part of the district also includes the city of Mebane. And we have all the areas around the towns so that people feel connected with those towns that are part of the district. And then we also have, obviously, some of Durham County. And I have lived both in Chapel Hill and the past 12 years, I've lived in the rural part of the county. So I feel like I have a good understanding of rural and urban needs. And if you look at it and say, well, District 50 is all rural and you have to meet rural needs, well, like I just said, it's not all rural needs, but all the rural people are very interconnected. That's where the jobs are. I mean, even farmers are dependent on the towns. That's where they sell their food for the restaurants, the great restaurants that we have here in this community. And many of the people, you think about it, they have jobs at the two major universities, one Duke and one UNC. So when you look at it, you have to look at the big picture. You have to look at the context of the district. And since I've worked actually on a board related to the university, on local boards, on regional boards, and state boards, I understand the big picture. The other thing is, as a county commissioner, I know what's really needed here because counties actually implement many of state policies. I mean, a lot of our services are actually mandated by state statute. So I know what we need in this community. And the other thing is, I think because I was on a number of boards, like eight, I think, all total, before I was elected, I really have a breadth of knowledge of a lot of different issues. So you look at my professional background, I have some knowledge there because that was criminal justice and mental health. But I've been involved in homelessness. I've been involved in transportation. I know about water and sewer, economic development. So I have a sense of the big picture and of this community, and I think that makes me qualified to represent House District 50 residents.
Well, Bernadette, you're used to wrangling with difficult issues. I know you do with the Orange County Commissioners every day. And thank you for your willingness to serve, and we'll see how it all plays out. We appreciate your coming in this morning to be with us on WCHL.
Well, thank you very much, Ron.
It's always a pleasure. It is 7:41 at WCHL. Bernadette Pelissier stepping up and not giving up. She wants to step up to the North Carolina House of Representatives. At 7:42, WCHL will continue the story, continue to follow this story as it plays out. Coming up next on WCHL, Jim Warren says we all need to step up, and that is on environmental issues. We need to rise to the challenge. That's on the way on our commentary.
Hollywood comes to the Triangle this weekend as Diamonds Direct Crabtree hosts an unprecedented Tacori event. Tacori owner Paul Tacorian will be here all weekend showcasing his incredible line. You know Tacori, the hottest name in bridal jewelry. You've seen it on celebrities, at the Oscars, on fashion runways, and in bridal magazine. Diamonds Direct is North Carolina's only Tacori Platinum partner, so we're celebrating in a big way this weekend. Every piece of fabulous Tacori jewelry will be on display this Friday and Saturday only. During this event, with any purchase of fabulous Tacori jewelry, you can get 12 months interest-free financing. You can also register to win a trip to the Tacori Design Studio in Hollywood. It's an off-the-hook weekend of fun and fashion featuring the world's top designer jewelry. See the entire Tacori collection and meet owner Paul Tacorian himself this Friday and Saturday exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Looking for a place to call home? The team at Louise Beck Properties understands that finding the perfect spot is no easy task, and they're here to help. With the largest inventory of available rental homes in this area, they can help you find that ideal space to call your own. No other team works harder or smarter to help you make the right move. So no matter if it's a condo or a colonial, if you're looking to rent a home or to buy a home, Louise Beck Properties specializes in helping you make the right decision. Visit louisebeckproperties.com to learn more.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
7:44 at WCHL. Ron Stutz here along with Rand Northam back at the studio. And Rand, what's happening at chapelbro.com today?
Well, it's tea time at the Carolina Inn. That's what Carrie Winter says, and you can read that in our lifestyle section of chapelbro.com. Yes.
All right.
That's T-E-A. We're not teeing off on the golf course.
Yeah.
I wish.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the tea party either.
Nope, not at all.
No.
actual tea time. Tea and crumpets, maybe. Mm-hmm. Might be a few crumpets there.
Let's get sophisticated. I'm lifting my little finger right now.
Yes, he is.
You see that on the microphone.
Well, moving along to Huddle Up with the Heels. Arts Angle says a good start. That's about it for Carolina. That was an unfortunate finish for the Carolina Tar Heels on the gridiron, and Art breaks that down for you.
Well, that was a great first half, though. I'm telling you, man.
It really was.
I was excited about
that. It was making me feel bad about my college pick'em, because I thought Georgia Tech was a force to be reckoned with.
It was making me feel good about mine, because I picked Carolina to win.
Well, speaking of college pick'em, quite a few 10-for-10s this week, including Wiley Post.
Oh, my goodness.
Donna Jarrell is on the board for the second week in a row as one of the top finishers, and Brian Aloisi. So a plethora of gift cards going out to the winners again. Actually, just one each, but
I haven't even checked to see how I did. I don't even know.
I'm going to say you didn't do well, Ron.
It gets worse every week.
A little bit again. 6 of 10 for you there, Ron.
Well, that's better than last week. Last week was 5 out of 10.
Yeah, well, that inch by inch. It's a game of inches, I suppose.
Improving.
You're still beating Anthony. I'll give you that.
Thank goodness for that.
You've got 26. Anthony has 24. But me, atop the standings of the Chapelboro personalities. Yeah, I'll take it. 32 points. Rachel, right behind me at 31.
How many did you get this week?
9 out of 10.
Wow.
That stupid Army-Wake Forest game got me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but, you know. Rachel and Aaron tied at 31, Art at 30, and Zach at 30. So it's a close race there.
And Anthony are dragging the bottom.
Somebody's got to hold down the foundation of it all.
I guess so.
Yeah.
We both have big feet, especially him.
Another big week of college pick'em, so please go to our website, chapelboro.com, in the Huddle Up with the Heels section. Make your picks. If you haven't made any picks all season long, you can still join in, and you can win the week-to-week pick them. There's gift cards up for grabs. And then all the way at the end of the season, we'll have one big winner as well. You're all fighting against us, the Chapelboro personalities. See how we do and see how you do as well. Chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
And some of us aren't putting up very much of a fight. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
747 at WCHL, 56 degrees in Chapel Hill.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jim Warren. Climate change has become a planetary emergency. If humanity doesn't begin cutting global emissions by 2015, this crisis will pass a point of no return. North Carolina has a unique duty to help avert climate and economic chaos because the world's second largest power company is based in Charlotte. The sheer size of Duke Energy means that its transition to clean energy could be a climate game changer. NC Warren and allies are pressing Duke to phase out fossil fuel electricity by ramping up energy-saving programs and renewable power, which are far cheaper than the nuclear plants Duke hopes to build. In fact, Duke is investing heavily in solar and wind out west. But in the southeast, Duke is blocking clean energy so it can keep burning coal and gas while hoping to build new nukes. Our society has been very slow to respond to the climate crisis. Indeed, the acceleration of bizarre weather and rising storm surges can feel paralyzing, and our government is surely failing its duty. But NC Warren and allies have a strong chance of persuading Duke Energy to join the clean energy revolution. North Carolina simply must rise to this extraordinary moral challenge. This is Jim Warren.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
At East 54, we have 11, make that 10, condos left. Three, make that two, on the golf side, and eight, seven, on the plaza side. So whether you're into the hustle and bustle of the plaza or the birdies and eagles on a spectacular Tom Fazio layout, East 54 is your own personal urban enclave. Retail, restaurants, a sports cafe and a hotel on the inside with easy access to even more on the outside. Meadowmont, UNC Wellness, two great groceries, more restaurants, more shopping, miles of paved trails. Add to that a condo with hardwood floors, tile, granite, stainless steel, 10-foot ceilings, glass, and a distinctive urban vibe, and, well, the countdown continues. Learn more at east54.com, because those nine condos, eight, seven, really six, are going fast.
It's another star-studded event this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree as we welcome Simon G, one of the world's premier ring designers, in person. Don't miss this special event this Friday and Saturday. You know Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the Triangle's bridal designer destination, carrying all the rings that are on every girl's wish list, like Simon G. Known for intricate design, high quality, and amazing craftsmanship, Simon G has emerged as one of the most recognized and most popular engagement ring designers, and you can meet the creator himself this weekend.
Engagement ring is a very important piece of our jewelry because we're going to wear that ring all our lifetime.
Come to Diamonds Direct Crabtree and see the entire Simon G collection. Find your perfect ring this Friday and Saturday only and meet Simon G in person.
Love never goes out of style.
Join us for a week of fun and fashion featuring one of the world's top bridal jewelry designers, Simon G, this Friday and Saturday exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is the place where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark, an outstanding chef, and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Things are slowing down continually here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County. 15501 southbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, seeing some delays. NC-54 eastbound and westbound between 15501
and I-40 also seeing delays. And 15501 southbound just past NC-54 heading towards Manning Drive seeing some delays right now as well. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. No accidents reported right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail, in the heart of downtown Carborough. 56 degrees in Chapel Hill, 55 in Carborough, 55 also in Hillsborough this morning. Mostly sunshine today, high today about 73. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Chance of rain later on in the week, but all in all, pretty darn good weather. 752 WCHL. Dr. Wayne Pond joins us now with the word of the day. WCHL. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, guy.
Yeah.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday.
Thank you so much, and the same back at you.
Well, Ron Boyle, on the word of the day today, I thought we might start something of a pattern. Here's a word that I think you're familiar with, but you may not be familiar with it as much as possible. It's just the kind of thing that, you know, you recognize it, but you may not quite be sure of it. The word of the day is uncouth. Uncouth, UNCOUTH, or should we say UNCOUTH?
I have been called uncouth.
you have indeed. Well, maybe that's another branch of the university that we are not familiar with. UNCOUTH. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Well, here's a word that comes to us from Old English. Daniel Defoe used it. William Shakespeare used it.
Mm-hmm.
On this side of the pond, Washington Irving used it. It's all about that which is familiar or unknown, that which is outlandish or rugged or difficult. Bring that all together, Ron Boy, and define uncouth.
Well, I always thought it was somebody who was kind of unsophisticated, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, you're on the right track, brother. Strange, clumsy, inappropriate, outlandish in appearance, lacking in polish and grace. That was never you, Ron. You were always polished and graceful.
Yes.
Beautiful diamond that you are. Well, there it is. Uncouth. UNCOUTH. Uncouth.
Yeah.
It is an adjective. Strange or clumsy in shape or appearance. Let's let it rest at that, shall we?
All right. That's a good word. I like that word.
Okay, bud. Have a good Monday. I'll talk to you in the morning.
You too. All right. Take care, man. The word of the day on WCHL with Wayne Pond, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it correctly and define it. And if you can do all that before anyone else, then you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 755 at WCHL.
97.9 FM WCHL. This is Ron Stutz. Please welcome to the show. Look, here she is.
Thank you. No
Lauren
applause needed. No need to stand. Sit back down, Ron.
Wearing a hat again today. I love it. Fantastic. It's a beret today, folks.
It's a trend.
It's something different.
It's a trend. I'm going to force it to happen.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell anybody. I'll keep it under my hat.
Oh, to tell them, there we go. And that's the clean joke of the day. Thanks. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Now, wait a minute.
You stole my thunder.
Tell the real joke.
All right. The real joke is a joke from our very own Aaron Keck.
Uh-oh.
And he's been asking me to tell this joke for a little while now.
Let me jump up to another intellectual level so I'll be able to understand this.
Yes, everybody be paying attention very closely.
Exactly.
Very closely.
You never know what he's going to try and slip in there, you know.
All right. Yes, all thankfully right. This is not a physics problem joke, which, you know, thankfully.
Only he and Jeff Danner would understand.
Exactly, only they would understand. All right. A man gets into a cab and says, "Take me to 400 Elm Street."
Mm-hmm.
The cab driver says, "Okay, boss," and immediately speeds out into traffic. After a couple blocks, they come to a red light.
Right.
But instead of stopping, the cabbie speeds up and drives right through it.
Okay.
The guy in the back says, "What are you doing?" The cabbie goes, "It's okay, it's okay. My brother's a cab driver. He does it all the time." Another few blocks down the road, they come to another red light. And again, the driver speeds up and drives right through it. The passenger goes, "All right, you're crazy." But the cabbie says, "It's okay, it's okay. My brother's a cab driver, and he does it all the time." Finally, they come to a light that's green. Just as they get to it, the driver slams on his brakes, and the car comes to a screeching halt. The passenger says, "Now what are you doing? That's a green light. You can go." The cabbie says, I know, but what if my brother's coming?"
Oh, gosh. Did you know Aaron Keck is a cab driver?
No, but now I do. Now I do, and now he does too. Sorry about that.
Great, man. I love that.
Well, I promise I get his joke out there, and I'm glad I did.
All right. Well, maybe you'll send us another one, and you can do it in another 6 months.
I will. I need to tell him to keep sending it. Right, exactly. And I'll hold on for another 6 months, and he can bug me every week for another 6 months.
Thanks a lot, Lauren.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll see you.
The internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you visit a BMW center, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. Anything you want to know, the Performance BMW sales team will tell you. Why would you want to buy your BMW anywhere else?
I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill.
Purchase a certified pre-owned 2013 BMW 328i for $394 per month. With financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months, the year-end event begins now.
We look forward to seeing you soon, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
As low as $394 per month for 60 months with 0.9% financing with approved credit and vehicle sale price of $24,250. $2,500 due at signing. Taxes, tag, and 549 dealer administration fee extra. Must take delivery on or before 9/30/2013. Finance rates on select models with approved credit.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceBMW@ChapelHill.com. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
It's the Carolina Game Day Experience. The Tar Heel football team takes on East Carolina Saturday. It's Military Appreciation Day, so get there early for the all-veterans parachute team delivering the game ball. Special military recognitions throughout the game. The all-new Tar Heel Town is right next to the stadium in the Bell Tower lot. Food trucks, Carolina merchandise, face painting, bounce houses for the kids. Something for everyone. Plus, men of distinction on stage. Join Coach Fedora and the team on the Victory Walk at 10 a.m. UNC versus ECU. Be a part of the Carolina Game Day Experience.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 56 degrees. And we look for a high today in the low 70s. A lot of sunshine today.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship